It's a Thursday night at the St. Louis Park Rec Center. Andy Novak and Myrtle Turnquist are poring over a very rough sketch Myrtle has drawn of her house and property.
So how much room do you think you got from here to, say, that tree? Do you think you got like 10 or 12 feet? And how much grade change?
Andy is a landscape designer. He works for a nonprofit called Metro Blooms that's trying to reduce rainwater runoff in the Twin Cities area.
To get all the water from your roof and driveway into that garden.
Rainwater flowing off buildings, sidewalks, roads, and lawns can pick up all kinds of pollutants like road salt, motor oil, dirt, fertilizers. When that water flows into drains in the street, it's rerouted into lakes, rivers, and streams. So at the rec center, Andy is helping Myrtle figure out how to build a rain garden at her house. These gardens are one way she can trap and filter rainwater. This will keep it from flowing into lakes and streams nearby.
You could plant this and wow, wow, wow. It'd be really beautiful.
A rain garden is basically a garden that sits lower in the ground than its surroundings. You can imagine a wide, shallow hole. It's less than a foot deep and it's planted with flowers and grasses. Now think of a summer rainstorm. As the rain pours down, that hole fills with water, not just from the rain falling directly into it, but also from rain flowing off nearby buildings and lawns. It turns out, in an average storm, say 1 inch of rain, over 5,000 gallons of water flow off a typical residential lot. That's a lot of water. After a heavy rain, the rain garden will be full, and over the next 24 hours or so, the water will absorb into the soil. As Andy explains it, it gets filtered and picked up by plants' roots along the way.
Vegetation is hands down the most cost-effective way to deal with water. It does amazing things. Evapotranspirates, deals with the pollutants, it engineers the soil. So whenever you can do rain gardens, awesome.
Metro Bloom says they've seen a big increase in interest in the past few years. And Andy says more and more people are becoming aware of rain gardens in the Twin Cities.
I think that we've actually might have even crossed a tipping point, particularly in the metro area. Now that we do these workshops all over, 7 counties we're doing workshops, people come in and they know what rain gardens are.
As Metro Bloom sees it, rain gardens could be the next big thing in environmental stewardship. Think of recycling, for example. In 1980, the U.S. was recycling less than 10% of its municipal waste. Now, it seems nearly everyone has a recycling bin in their home. For KFAI, I'm Brita Green in St. Louis Park. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.